Okay, this is Inner City Press's podcast for today, Thursday, May 6th, 2021, here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We've covered well over 10 cases, but this is about a case that happened in the district for the District of Columbia with a January 6th defendant who was in Utah. His name is Landon Kenneth Copeland. And he called in as part of a sort of multi-defendant cluster proceeding, I'd call it, that was supposed to start at 1 o'clock, just finished now, well past 5. And the reason is that Mr. Copeland was pretty worked up. And he burst in a number of times to say, you have no right, and I'm paying 70% of my income, and the government is killing people. And he was repeatedly told to be quiet, and he was muted. Then another defendant, Anthony Antonio, his lawyer took a very different approach and said how his client was a perfectly normal person that had moved to Illinois and become foxified, some reference to Fox News, and that he's now a cooperator with the FBI, and that he, as a lawyer, he said that somebody looked like Chris Hayes of MSNBC, and then he said that he, the lawyer, knew Biden and would ask to waive him into the D.C. district bar. Copeland broke in repeatedly during that. So it was probably a bad idea to have two different defendants like that on the same call. But as it emerged, when Copeland finally returned, past 4 o'clock, still, I don't know, ranting, profanities, expressing his right to be heard, after one of the many times that he was thrown off, his lawyer out there, Mr. Stout, and I believe a pretrial services officer that he's dealt with in Utah, both said that he has PTSD, that he was shot, that he's in crisis, according to his lawyer. Judge Meriwether, to her credit, her approach changed, and she decided to order a mental competency review by a doctor that the District of Columbia contracts with to review him next week by Zoom and then get a report and then proceed. For now, he's not detained. And I say for now because I can imagine the government chomping at the bit trying to detain Mr. Copeland. I think the way in which people deal with this proceeding that happened today will be interesting. I'll leave it at that, and also we'll continue to put in questions to the UN, which is a corrupt and censorious location. But for now, that's the purpose of this one. Copeland, take a look at it on Inner City Press, and we'll stay on the case. 3-minute drill, Inner City Press, Matthew Russell Lee, to be continued.